come back to Suck Pod, the very last Suck Pod. I
Yes.
am Kaya.
And I'm Jay. It's been quite the journey, Kaya. It really has since we started podcasting about Succession.
Mind you, we started the beginning of last season, and it feels like we've been podcasting since episode one, just because there's just so many layers to the show and there's so much to talk about.
I know, truly.
And obviously, like, we just love this show and just feeling very melancholy because it's never coming back.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been quite the journey on HBO, now Max. I think I sent you that meme, but it was like they went from what was it, White Lotus season two, right into The Last of Us, right into Succession, like the final season of Succession. And it's been this incredible run of just excellent television
Don't
on
forget House of the
HBO.
Dragon.
Oh, House of Dragon too. Yeah, that was the other one that was in there. Yeah, like all those shows have gone back to back over the last, I don't know, like 7, 8 months maybe. And I feel like the end of Succession, and I bring this up because I feel like the end of Succession like rounds out this run for HBO of like just firing on all cylinders.
Historic run. Like, I know the playoffs are on right now
Right.
for sports girlies and boys and theys. It's like they've had this like Michael Jordan run of like slam dunks. If you weren't waiting for one thing, you were waiting for another. And even if you didn't necessarily like the genre of the show that was coming on, you somehow still found yourself watching it, or at least joining the conversation about it.
100%, 100%, Kaya.
What's the most interesting thing that you've read in the last week about Succession?
Most interesting thing.
Because, you know, the cast has done all the interviews, you
Right.
know, the audience has felt a way
Oh,
about it.
yes, I know. Okay. And I think I texted this to you, but, there was an interview with Jeremy Strong about the finale. I forget in what publication it came out on. I want to say maybe like Variety or Hollywood Reporter. And he was talking about the final scene where he's kind of looking out in the sunset. The waves are lapping. I think that's Battery Park in New York City. And it ends with him kind of just looking out into the water. But he said that they filmed a scene where he threw himself over the railing.
You know what I heard? I heard that same exact thing, but I heard
Yeah.
that like they didn't like plan it. It was him like
Of
method
course.
acting again,
Yeah.
of
That I'm not
course.
surprised by. I didn't hear that, but that I'm not surprised by.
And I'm like, Jerry, please.
Yeah, and I actually want to talk about this, Kaya, because how, do you think the show would have had a different ending if instead of him just kind of sitting down at that park bench, it was him like literally throwing himself into the water again?
Been way too dark
I agree.
for me personally. Yeah, right.
100%. Yep.
Like, even though we know more or less, like, we know that that could happen off camera, that could happen later, even if he, you know, decides to like take his shot at a company or whatever. I don't know. He's just destroyed his life so much. And even though he's still a nepo baby, which I still don't understand why I'm sympathizing with him, but like he's destroyed his life so much. Like, he doesn't have his kids, and Roman just said that thing about his kids. He doesn't have his siblings. His father, which was such an instrumental character, whether he was a good presence or a bad presence, has passed away. He lost, finally. It was the final, like,
Right.
okay, like, I understand that, and that is a possibility, but to see it, it would have been totally different. It would have been like, this is a little bit too much. And it takes a
Yeah.
lot for me to say that things are too much.
I think it would have been too literal as well. Like we see in the last couple scenes of Succession, Kendall get completely eviscerated. You know, we talked last episode about how this is like a pivotal moment in his life. Jesse Armstrong, the creator, shared that as well, and like in the post finale interview. Yeah, I think it would have been too much. Like we already know that it's the end of him. I don't know if we need to see it physically. And I will say the last shot of the oceans, I don't know if it if it brought this memory back to you, Kaya, but it did for me. The episode where he was like in the pool and slips in and has that episode. Like there was something about the theme of water from season to season where I was like, oh, that's why that's the last image. It's exactly a callback to when he potentially tried to kill himself.
Yeah, for sure. And we didn't need to see it because I feel like it's already implied. We know his life is over. Like, no matter what he does, in a sense, it's over.
Right.
And I feel like that's sad to say, but not really, because that was his life. And we are talking about fictional characters. So yeah, his life is basically over.
Yeah.
And so the most interesting thing that I read was that, I don't know if this was, did I say this on the podcast or did I tell it to you or someone else? I know that Brian Cox had said that he felt a little weird about, you know, getting unalived in episode 3 and then he's just laying on the floor and that's how we lose him. But I also read, like, after the series finale that Kendall kind of also didn't agree with Kendall not getting the company. He thinks that it should have ended with Kendall.
Interesting. Okay, wait, I wanted to talk about this. Okay, so what was your take after kind of like reading that?
I feel like maybe it's because I saw it. This is like when I asked you to pick between Brian and Kendall. But really, it's so hard to say, but I think that, you know, he shouldn't have gotten it. I don't think it would have been as satisfying because we know that it would just be the same thing all over again. Right. And now we can theorize, and I've seen so many like theories about, just like we talked about, like I was saying with the freaking Sarah Snook and, you know, okay, so with Tom and Shiv, the whole hand holding thing at the end, a lot of people didn't really see anything about it, but someone had a whole theory about how that's like they've been playing rock, paper, scissors the entire, like,
what?
Yeah, they've been playing rock, paper, scissors the entire like final season. And since his hand was out and her hand was out because she didn't like fold it or grab it or anything, that it's a draw. Because, you know, when you have paper versus paper, it's a draw.
Oh, wow.
Like, yo. And I'm just like, yo, you guys read into shit too deep. I wish I had
that's
like,
a
creative
that's a really
mind.
Deep. That's a super deep analysis that I just don't know.
I don't know either, but it's
I don't
also
know.
Interesting because it could be like, we don't know what Shiv is thinking. I know that personally in my head, Shiv is like, okay, so I'm going to be controlling Tom, basically. But you also felt, you know, maybe the guy won, what's his name? As one of Skarsgård's character. He's the one who won instead. But it could be that Tom and Shiv are going to finally like work it out. And that's a draw.
Right.
And that's paper versus paper.
My final take of that was, and I shared it, I think, last episode a little bit, but not about like who won or who lost in the relationship, but more just that between Tom and Shiv, like it's just this like barren wasteland of space. Like they can't even hold hands anymore. You know, like that was kind of my takeaway. Like no matter what happens going forward, it's not going to be fun for either of them in their relationship and what they try to now achieve is kind of the next step. I don't know. That's what I took away, that whatever comes next is going to be really tough for them. Yeah.
It has to be. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Because none of them got a happy, happy ending.
Right.
For me, it's a happy ending because I would still be a billionaire. And now I don't have to fucking run my dad's company. But me and them think a lot different. But it's just weird not having a succession to look forward to for like another season, because this isn't just the end of the season, this is the end of the series. And I wasn't around, okay, I was around for the of this caliber. We're always talking about this prestige TV, right? I was around for the Game of Thrones finale, which I probably still need therapy for, about the way that I felt like that. Like I remember that feeling.
I'm Yeah, but people look at that as like a huge cultural, like the like Game of Thrones was definitely the last big show that was culturally super relevant in America.
Yeah, and I wasn't around for the Breaking Bad finale because I wasn't into Breaking Bad then. I watched Breaking Bad when it came on Netflix. So I feel like when the Breaking Bad finale aired, that was also a huge moment. And then obviously with the Sopranos, I don't even know. Was I even real? Like, I wasn't around the finale day of that. But this, I will always remember, like, watching the finale. I'll always remember watching the Game of Thrones finale and, like, how it felt when it ended. This is the first time that, like, I agree with an ending that is not necessarily what I want, because obviously what I want is for Kendall to have the company, but it wouldn't make sense. It would go against everything that the show has been about, really.
So the finale for me actually made me look at that a little bit different, and I wanted to talk about it. Yeah, about like Kendall.
So now,
like,
you have some time.
Yeah, I had some time to digest. I had some time to think about it. And what I kept coming back to, and the question is, why didn't Roman or Kendall, especially Kendall, though, end up as the CEO of Waystar? Like, or even Shiv? Like, why wasn't it any of the siblings? That was the question that kept rolling over in my mind. And I thought back to the last episode that Logan was alive, when he tells his kids that they're not serious people.
Yeah.
You know, and then I thought back to all the moments where Jerry or Tom, or I'm sorry, Jerry, Frank, Carl, the way that they would laugh at the kids behind their back. And it actually made me think, oh, this is actually a show about three damaged children that think they get something where the rest of the world knows for a fact it's not going to happen. And, you know, it went back to the last scene where they're all kind of fighting each other in the side room as the board meeting is going on. And it just made me realize, like, oh, maybe we as the viewers were looking at the show in a wrong way, in terms of like, it's not about who wins, because it was never going to actually be Succession, like some kind of like kingdom getting passed on to a child. Like,
it's a business.
Because it's a business at the end.
And then
of
it has
day.
A board. Precisely. And it's not like the olden days.
Yeah.
You know, it's something different.
And I think that realization was intentional. Like, I think the show wants people to have that realization at the end of, yes, you just watched this show about three siblings fighting it over who's going to be the CEO of their father's empire. But it's a bit of like arrested development in the sense that like it was all a joke to everybody else. Like, they were the kind of clowns. They were the circus, but they didn't know that they were. Like, they weren't aware that they were the clowns in the show.
You remember, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but you just literally, like, last year, okay, it was last season of Succession, where there's this huge article, and it made noise, obviously, and it was about, it was about Jeremy Strong's method acting, and it said, everyone is in on the joke except Jeremy Strong, and it was basically about, like, you know, we're, you know, laughing at Kendall. We're taking the show as like a dramedy, and whereas he kind of takes the show so serious, like as an actor.
As
and
a drama.
What you're saying, as a drama, sorry. What you're saying is that, like, everyone was in on the joke except the kids.
Right, exactly. Like, it was never going to be them in a logical sense. And one could even make the argument that if you watch Succession to watch the drama of Waystar, you're not watching the right show. Like, if you're interested in like a show of like how Waystar performs, Succession's not a show about that. Like, the show, like the actual decisions, how the company was operated, you know, what was actually going on
Yeah, I'm still not sure.
was not actually what Succession was about. And I think that kind of vagueness tints the show in a light where it is about the kids that have this like false sense of like, even, Roman going to like the training program, right, early on in the series, like it's just not serious to him. And he's also not taken seriously, like he's partnered up with like a really smart guy that can kind of just like do the whole project or whatever. And yeah, I mean, I think it just goes back to, the finale and the takeaway that like the kids were just not, were they, it was never about them. And in terms of like the actual Succession, it was never about the Roy's kids.
Like it, they thought it was their birthright, and that's not how business works.
Exactly.
Especially when the person who built the business did not leave a clear
Yeah.
like intention of who should be the successor.
Right.
God,
What a
I love
show.
this show.
Yeah.
I miss it already.
Yeah. Oh, also since this is the last episode,
Yeah,
we do have
no,
to
this is just
clarify.
final thoughts.
We do have to clarify. I don't know if we ever brought this up officially on the pod, but the text that I sent you before the season started, that was a link to a
Oh.
certain behind the scenes photo. Okay, so we can
Yeah,
clear
no,
this
you
up
tell
now.
them. It's not we, it's Jason.
Well, look, I got called out about this at the beginning, and but I do want to come back at the end and say no harm, no foul. And we'll explain why in a second. Okay, so right before the season started, I was browsing the Succession Reddit and I saw a behind the scenes photo, like someone from the street had taken a photo of the set of Succession in New York City, and it was outside of a church, aka a funeral scene. And it was very clear that it was a funeral scene, like that had the hearse out front, this behind the scenes photo, that is. And there was a large photo out on the street that looked like a in memorial photo of Ewan, so Logan's brother, not Logan, but his brother. And later, the cast or the crew of Succession came out and said they did that on purpose so that no one would know that it was actually Logan's funeral. They wanted to kind of divert it. I did not know this before the season started. And I sent it to Kea and I said, oh my gosh, this is a massive plot point, a massive thing. And I mean, what do you
My question was like,
Kea
my
got upset
question was just like, why? Like, why? Like, I wanted to know, like, one, why are you browsing Reddit, which is like the place where you go to find. When I say that I knew everything that was going to happen on the series finale of Game of Thrones, but I was just too like in disbelief to believe it. It was because Reddit leaked that shit. So I'm like,
How'd they leak it
one,
though?
why are you? I don't know. Someone knew. I don't know. But I'm like, one, why are you on Reddit, which is like famous for knowing
For
shit,
leaks.
behind the
Okay, fine,
scenes
fine,
shit?
fine.
And two, you could tell me that you saw a spoiler, but you told me straight up, yo, you
This
was
was the
gonna die.
spoiler.
Look at this fucking picture, yo. And it was because he was just so excited. So I
Yeah.
was just like, why would you do that? Because I'm a person who famously, like, even though I'm gonna watch the show, I don't like spoilers. Like, I don't care if they showed a preview of it. I hate spoilers. So
Interesting.
I was
I did
like,
not know that about you at the time.
you saucy little minx. And then when it happened on episode three, and then we came back and we did our
Right.
episode for episode three, I'm like, you know what? I think that this was a distraction. You're like, it could be, but I don't know. And it was
Yeah.
literally
I thought it was like,
finally
you and still gonna
cleared.
die. You and still gonna pass away somehow.
You're like, this dumb
Yeah.
bitch. You still watch when Ewan dies.
He will never die, for the record. But
Yeah, it was so funny.
yeah.
But yeah, they said that they filmed that, and another preventative measure that they took was that they had Brian Cox around while they were filming so no one noticed that he was missing.
Right.
Like, after he passed
Yeah.
away.
He was a
So
very
they
good
had him around
sport.
on set. Yeah. And then he had like dummy lines, is what they said. And then another thing that they said was that they shot the episode. Yeah, the funeral episode, similar to the way that they shot the death episode, where they had to do that really like complicated,
One
film
take.
shooting. Yeah. Well, not necessarily one take, but they had to set up a lot of film because, they film on like special film beds, like 10 minutes or whatever.
Wow.
And then what other fun facts did you hear about the season? Because I love things like that. It's like, now it all makes sense.
I don't know. I can't think of any others on off the top of my head.
There was one that I'm missing. I don't know. It'll come to me later, but love the show. And I still, like,
Truly.
now that I've had time to digest it, I still love that it was Tom. I still love the decision of, Greg kind of like trying to show what he learned from Tom by, he betrayed Shiv in the election episode. And then in the final episode, he betrayed Tom, but Tom was like, I taught you well. I taught you well. I'm going to bring you with me. So that was just like cool for me. Shiv, the name Shiv is obviously, a stab or whatever. I saw this whole theory about Tom Wamsgans' last name being a spoiler. And I'm like, babe, I would have never, like, you could have spelled that out for me. I would
Yeah.
never.
People look too much into this. I mean, I guess it's cool. Like I think it's interesting when
I like
people do
things
that
like
type of
that,
thing. Yeah,
yeah.
like I find it interesting. I just don't know if I believe every single thing that I see that people
Yeah.
like piece together. Like I just don't see that.
No, for sure. But I just like things like that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Exactly. So little treats. What else happened? I don't know. Okay, so is there anything that you think that they should have done differently?
Differently. I mean, I would have liked like a longer goodbye for some of the satellite characters. I don't know how they would have done it, given like the time constraints of the finale, and like the story they wanted to tell. And overall, I agree with you. Like, I thought it was a fantastic finale for a series. Most prestige television shows can't get their finale right, or there's
Right.
always some kind of controversy surrounding the finale. I think Succession knocked it out of the park. All that being said, like I would have loved to, have maybe seen a longer goodbye scene with Stewie,
Yeah.
instead of kind of like the way Kendall was just like, yeah, this guy rides for me or whatever. Like I think there was just
Team
some
Ken,
characters that,
baby.
yeah, Team Ken, baby, that was a great line. But I wanted to kind of maybe just have a longer goodbye, like for a character like Jerry. I feel like
Yeah.
she wasn't even in the finale. She just there was a moment where she was like
She was just
walking with some
standing
lawyers,
there.
and like she was someone that had a huge part in Succession. And it's just interesting
Yeah.
how I think overall most of the last season was very just focused on the kids and
Which I
Logan.
understand, but I feel like they could have wrapped it up nicely, even if they wanted to do it in an earlier episode. You feel me?
Yeah. What about
Like, it didn't
you?
have to be the finale. It could have been maybe like episode 8 and 9, like spread these characters out. But I
Right.
guess if they had to do it the way that they had to do it, then they had to do what they had to do. And I appreciate them for that.
Gotta respect it.
Jesse Armstrong, like, what? I don't even know his work, really. So it's like, I don't know what to expect from him going forward. Like he said, even in, the controlling the narrative that comes on after the show, he's like, whatever I work on, it'll never be similar to this. And I'm like, I know you, but I don't know what I know you from, like
So
any of his shows or whatever.
he did I don't know exactly what Jesse Armstrong did, but I know I think he was behind like The Big Short, the movie.
Okay.
I'm not
So
100% sure on
that's
that,
where Jeremy
but
Strong
him,
comes in.
yeah, Jeremy Strong was in that film as well. I think he worked on Veep. I don't know what his role was.
Okay.
But he's done
So he kind of
other
worked up,
shows.
kind of.
Yeah, and I actually did listen to him on a podcast interview. They asked him, you know, would you ever revisit this world again of, you know, these power dynamics of, you know, big American corporations, that kind of thing. Like, would you ever come back to this space? And he did said that he would consider it. So I have no idea what the next project is that he's doing, or where, you know, he's trying to go. But I do think we can expect to see more shows or movies that have some element
inspired
that calls back to Succession. Yeah. And look, I mean, I think even stylistically, like whatever he does going forward, even if it's a show that's in a completely different environment or different idea of a show, like it'll still have that kind of signature look behind the kind of content or the kind of shows and movies that he makes. So I don't know. I'm excited. We'll definitely follow along. Like,
yeah, like he has, that's what I wanted to say. Like he has like a fan in me, Jeremy Strong. You had already had some familiarity with him. So you were like, okay, this guy's going to do
One of my favorite things to tell people is go back and watch The Big Short again and watch Jeremy Strong's character, because he doesn't play a very big role. He's not really like a big part of the film. He just has a couple scenes, but when he's in it, you're like, oh my God, this guy is he's playing this like finance guy so realistically. It's crazy. Very different than Kendall.
So I'm definitely going to revisit that. So Kendall, I mean, Jeremy, I know he is going back to theater, which like there are so many elements of this show that reminded me of theater in general. Just what was that? Like whenever Shiv and Tom would fight, I'm like, am I watching a play right now? It was so beautiful. Like I think that was definitely like a tip of the hat, because a lot of them have a background in theater. I know that Shiv, next for her, she actually has a show, not a show, a movie coming out on Netflix coming up. So I'll be watching that. As far as Roman, he just had a baby like right before the season started. So I don't know if he's going to be doing any movies or show roles, but shout out to him and Macaulay, because Macaulay, you know, he raised me. And who else? Oh, Tom. I feel like, do you think that Matthew McFadden will have trouble finding work after this? Because a lot of people, like, that's what people don't get. Like, when you end a show, you imagine so many people are going to be calling you to do a role. And what I hear from a lot of actors who play legacy characters is that casting people only see them as one thing. So I'm like, ooh.
I think he's going to get a lot more work. Isn't he already in like a Marvel show or something? Or DC show? I could have sworn he's like on a poster for something already.
All right, shout out to him. I wonder if any of them, if like, that's going to affect their...
I think they're going to all have great work. Separate careers. I do.
And you know what? I remember Greg from like a lot more than I realized. Like I was watching How to Be Single the other day and I'm like, is that Greg?
Yeah, and, he was. Yeah, I'm he's like, been a working
he's,
actor
he's
for
He's like
while.
One of those. Yeah, he's one of those guys that you kind of see in those movies and you're like, oh, what's his name? It's right. Like an Adam Devine, but except Adam,
but, yeah,
is he's not funny. But like, shout out to this cast, love this cast, we'll follow 100%. Y'all wherever y'all go. Shout out to HBO, we're HB hoes now, and
we're
it's
Max, we're just Max now,
we're just maxed out. Now, I guess, maxed out. Oh, shit. Maybe we should have. Nah, I think what we're going to announce now is better because it just matches the name. Do you want to do the honors?
I'll hand it to you, Kaya.
Okay, so now that we've said goodbye to Succession, which feels like a shiv to the heart right now, we are still continuing this podcast. And if it's not your thing to hear us talk about anything other than Succession, that's okay. I don't blame you, baby. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for however you found us, whether it's through shout outs. I know a bunch of our friends shouted us out. Shout out to Sam yeah. Bush, Ryan.
Thank you to all of our friends. Yes.
Like also myself, Ramalo Black. And just like through Instagram in general, like I understand because sometimes I just listen to people for certain things and certain shows. That's okay. But we will keep this train running. And we are actually going to change the name to Blow Pod because we want to talk about just things that are blowing up, whether it's entertainment mm-hmm. news, movies,
pop TV culture shows, events,
pop culture events, like just general conversations that are being had online. We love doing this pod.
Yes.
I right now at least have a lot more time to spend than Jay does. So yes. Jay will definitely be on the pod a lot, but not
whenever
every
I can.
Episode. Yeah, mm-hmm. whatever. It's like he's gonna drop in, you know, whenever yeah. he can.
I'll be coming in.
Exactly. We have a lot of shows coming up, like the Idol premieres tonight, like a few hours from when we are, you know, recording this, and the Idol already, people have opinions about it, but I'm not gonna have an opinion until I see the first episode. I'm very much a fuck Rotten Tomatoes kind of girl. So I don't care. You can have a one on Rotten Tomatoes, and I'm like, I want to see it for myself. And I'm like, okay, well, y'all were right this time. But that's not always the case. Sometimes Rotten Tomatoes is wrong. Sometimes movie critics are wrong because, like, who's certified, you guys? So, The Idol, we have The Bear coming
yes.
up, which is
I need to watch that.
Which is a huge, like. I don't know. Yeah. Like it came out of nowhere.
So good. Came out another show that came out of nowhere. Half hour. Yeah. Just great bites. Also, Kea, Black Mirror.
Next season of Black Mirror. Oh my god! Do you know? Fun fact about me: I've never seen an episode of Black Mirror.
Oh my gosh! It's very terrifying. But you
because
would like it.
It's becoming real life. So I'm like, just like when yeah. during the pandemic, they were asked like, when is Black Mirror coming back? And they were like, why would we make Black Mirror when we're living in?
And everything
so
is such a nightmare.
Like, you know what? I kind of fuck with them for that. So Black and Mirror I love is coming
that,
back.
And I like that they said that. And I like that now they're coming out with another season. Right. Like, what's changed? Is everything okay, Black Mirror?
People? Right, and then they dropped out of nowhere, and they have like this all-star list. So I will be tuning in because I know that everyone else is going to be tuning in. Yeah.
I think overall, I feel like overall, Blow Pod is it talks about all those things. I feel like we specialize in prestige TV, though. At the end of the day, like yeah. what like the biggest shows
really
that are coming
things.
Out? Yeah, biggest shows, biggest kind of. Highbrow stuff you'll see nominated for Emmys, that kind of
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. So that means that I'm not going to be talking about Flavor of Love episode 23 season 2. That'll be another
no, you
podcast.
Can.
But it just depends on what happens, you know? But anyways, it'll be a lot more, you know, like random. Whatever we want to talk about, we invite you to come along. It's going to be a good time. And we're going to keep you updated. If you have any shows that you want us to talk about, any movies that you want us to watch, like, just let us know. And we'll check it out because we love a good recommendation. And we hope that you will stay with us. If not, thank you so much. It's been such a great ride with you all. And anything you want to add?
I'm excited for the future of great TV. I'm excited for the future works that the cast and the crew of Succession has done. Like I'm ready to see where everybody goes. And I'm excited to keep talking about TV.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I think that I want to leave you because one of our posts blowed up, which by the way, the Instagram feed will be changing to more than Succession, basically.
Ooh.
But one of our posts blowed up. It's about Brian Cox is going to be in a movie with Queen Jennifer Coolidge. A lot of you wanted to know if I just made it up. No, it's real. But yeah, sometimes I lie, but I didn't lie about this. This is a real movie coming up, and I would like to tell you guys about it. So, Brian Cox, Jennifer Coolidge, it's from Deadline, it's Deadline exclusive. Emmy winner Jennifer Coolidge, Emmy winner Brian Cox, both of whom were having career moments, and Oscar winner Dustin Hoffman from Rain Man, and Gabrielle Union from All My Life have been set to star in a crime comedy called Riff Raff. So, Vito Montiel is directing the project. It's based on a script by John Polono. Riff Raff centers on a former criminal's ordinary life, which is thrown upside down when his old family shows up for a long-awaited reckoning. Filming is being lined up for September. So this September, we got Jennifer Coolidge, who played Tanya on White Lotus, jeez, and we got Brian Cox, who played Logan Roy on Succession. Fuck off. Two of the best people on HBO are going to be co-starring in a comedy. Can't wait when that comes out. We will be updating you on Blowpod as more developments come along.
All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. More to come.